Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office, starting right on time, just as it should. I'm Tone Diggs.
Ah, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, sir.
He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Let's play some football.
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 Football news is breaking. Shout out, boys in the back. Nick's running the ones and twos today. Thank you, Nick.
Hey, baby, Nick.
Shout out, Mitt. Fucking King is back.
King has returned.
King has returned. Gus Edwards is hot. Marcus Peters, hot. The odds have changed in the AFC North. Plus 130, plus 130 for Ravens and Browns now. It was, the Ravens were the favorite. I believe they were minus 110 or something like that. I can't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head.
What's the Steelers at?
Steelers are at plus 440 still. TJ Watt got paid. Thank God. Now we can fucking stop talking about it and just play football.
Hell yeah.
Football. What? Football. Tonight. Lines up to fucking 9.5. Jesus. Good news, though. We've got good news for you. There is a Pat McAfee Super Boost. -9.5. Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 150. You want to take that game? Normally, you got to lay -102.
It's a good boost.
It's a good boost.
It's a good boost.
Have to take it.
It's a damn good boost.
Have to take it just because of the value. We've loved the Bucs all week. I'm starting to get worried just because it's game time.
I mean,
game time.
It's the Bucs.
And if you haven't done it yet, go to the FanDuel Fantasy app. You can get a free entry into the $4 million Thursday night fantasy contest for free. Thank you to FanDuel and Pat for that one. And also, if you haven't done it yet, go to the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get your free bet that Pat also gave out on there. You can use it for whatever you want. You can do a same game parlay tonight. You can do a bunch of parlays on the weekend. One parlay, bunch of teams. You can bet it all in one game. Doesn't matter. Your call. How do you feel about tonight, pal?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Bucks.
Yeah. There's just no other way. Like, you saw this Cowboys team last year. Are they going to be better? Maybe a little bit. Are the Bucks going to be better? Somehow it feels like it.
Potentially.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's hard to say that, but for the last half of the year, they had him in the Super Bowl, but he was still not at his 100% Vita Vea. You know?
Yeah.
What's his name? Tight end.
Howard.
OJ Howard.
Gio. Don't forget Gio.
Gio Bernard.
Don't sleep on Mr. Bernard.
AB and Fournette have had a full season to fucking acclimate to the team. I don't know how the Bucs get worse.
I don't know how this game stays close.
Now, should they have won the Super Bowl? That's a different discussion. Packers probably should have beat them. If they didn't do a bunch of stupid shit and Tom threw three interceptions or whatever against New Orleans. That's a different discussion. But as far as tonight goes, and as far as the regular, Dak hasn't played in fucking forever.
Yeah.
Tyron Smith didn't play last year. He played in two games. Lyle Collins didn't play last year. Zach Martin's out tonight. Their defense stunk. New defense coordinator, Dan Quinn. He's been in the league a long time. Pretty sure Tom's seen his defense.
I do like Dan Quinn.
Sure.
I do.
Sure.
I do.
Sure.
I do.
And he was a great defensive coordinator.
Yeah, with the Seahawks.
Did a great job with the Seahawks.
Legion of Boom.
Yeah, went to a Super Bowl as a head coach.
He did do that too, man. He did that too.
And then?
And then?
And then? That's maybe the most memorable Super Bowl of all time.
It is a memorable Super Bowl.
Fuck.
Not more memorable than Steelers fucking corner of the end zone. Cardinals, but
James Harrison, 100 yard
interception. James Harrison, 100 yard interception. What?
What?
Congrats on TJ Watt getting paid.
Good for the Steelers for thinking outside of the box, huh?
Good for the,
you know. Just give the guy the money.
$28 million a year for DN. It's a lot of money. $80 million fully guaranteed.
Hell yeah. He'll be fucking high kicking through everything this week. I might
Hi-ya!
Take the Steelers plus 6.5 now. I might. Thinking about it.
You know I'm not touching that game.
Come on.
Before we get into football for the rest of the show, do you want to give out your baseball picks real quick? Just get it over with.
Baseball?
Yeah. You got any?
Yeah, I do, actually.
So do I.
Let me pull them up.
I'll pull up mine, too.
Yeah.
We'll take some time to pull up. Okay. By the way, the money line's Don. Mitt broke it. Mitt, what'd you do?
I actually have no idea what happened. We have to reset the phones.
All right. So. Well, money line will probably be back tomorrow. Maybe.
You ready? You want me to just run them off?
I got picks too, Ma.
Oh, you go one for one?
Go.
Shot for shot?
Go.
Cleveland again.
Same. Me again.
They fucked me last night. They fucked me the night before. Cal Quantrill, though, has been an absolute wagon.
Get the gag.
Let's go. First five money line, Cleveland. Come on.
Cal Quantrill, first five money line. I'm with you. I'll go.
Go on.
Phillies.
Yeah.
Rockies are on the road. Now, you're going to have to go first half result, in my opinion.
Nah.
I got minus 120 first half result.
Minus 160.
Oh, you got it early.
That's the early bird special. You get up early. You get that fucking number, Tony.
You fucking hunt early. Get it early.
You
got to get up pretty early if you want to hunt winners. I forgot that I used to tweet that. We'll do that again this season. I'll do it fucking tomorrow.
I'll save it for Saturday.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. I like those.
Thought it was Friday for some reason.
I like those.
All right, we're both on the baseball team and the Phillies. I got one more. How many more do you have?
One. And
are we on the same side?
I don't know. Are you betting this Jays-Yankees game?
Nope.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
Okay, so that's not the one. Let's find this game. Let me see.
This is a man.
I'm taking an away team.
Nah. You going against me?
Are we going against
you? You going to war with fucking Mean?
Yeah, we're going against each other.
Let's go. Sucker. John Means is back. He's had two good starts in a row.
Okay. Your opinion?
In everybody's opinion.
Okay.
Me and John Means back on the wagon. I don't like that he's not getting plus a half, but I will take the Orioles at home, first five money line.
You can give me the plus a half.
Yeah.
With the Royals, with Carlos Hernandez, who last three games, six innings, two earned runs, five innings, no earned runs, seven innings, one earned run. Had a bad one mix in there. But then the three games after that, 6 2/3 won, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 6 innings, no earned run. Now, make sure the splits are all right. He's better on the road. Even better.
I mean, you look at Mean John Means.
I know who Mean John Means is.
At the Yankees, 2 earned. Against Tampa, 2 earned. Those are good teams. Against the Braves, 3 earned. Those are three good hitting teams, Tony. John Means is back.
Okay. Got baseball out of the way. You want to baseball team, Phillies, Royals plus the half, all first five.
Baseball team money line, Orioles money line, Phillies money line.
I was 2-2 last night. You were
2-2-1.
Okay, there we are. Now, Mitt, do you have the
good answer?
Good answer. good answer. Do you have the four games that we have yet to talk about?
Yes, Tony, I do. Dogs are barking.
Monday would be the fifth game. Line has not moved yet. Ravens and Raiders, that news has not moved the line. It's interesting. As one of our great compadres just tweeted out and said, and I quote, "Losing running backs are replaceable. Losing offensive tackles, pass rushers, quarterbacks, or elite skill receivers are not. As Tony told Big Pussy, they have options." Thank you, Lombo. Big Pussy. Thank you, Lombo.
Whenever somebody tweets something just with a link to YouTube, is the best. Something like that, Big Pussy.
Thank you.
It's good info.
You mix in a Sopranos reference. By the way, we got Rutgers. You on Rutgers?
What are we talking about? Rutgers. I'm dead serious, Tony. Unless something goes astray, I will ride Rutgers.
We missed an opportunity. We should have put out that Twitch, the Rutgers Tony Soprano picture. Is somebody back there?
Hell yeah.
How are you doing, Connor? Welcome to the show.
Fantastic.
I was just saying, as you're in the middle of watching Sopranos, but you probably quit because you're Benedict Arnold.
I didn't quit just yet, but sorry, I keep going.
The Tony Soprano Rutgers pitcher. We should have put it on a shirt. and just put Rutgers money line underneath it.
And because that was locked, dude, that was a runaway, correct?
By the way, the store is 20% off. Store up at MaffeyShow.com.
20% off. Go get it. You guys already talked Bucks, but I figure I'd give my picks, correct?
There you go.
You do whatever the fuck you want.
You're doing college. I refuse to bet on college. I'm done with it. I'll never bet on it again. Miami was the worst pick of all time.
Wait till week six. We know more.
It's a great point. Okay, that's what I'll do. I have a few parlays, a few picks for tonight's game. Okay. I'll start with my big...
This is the Connor Campbell same game parlay of the day.
That's right. Well, I don't know if of the day because I have like 15 of them.
Okay. Of the week.
So this is one OJ Howard touchdown score. Brady commented on him earlier. He was like, hey, listen, OJ Howard's going to have a hell of a season, so I expect him
to... Welcome back to Hammer Dodd!
You guys want to a break?
No, Sir Patrick McAfee.
Here we go. Hey, let's go.
Hell
yeah.
Let's go. Connor's giving his same game parlay for tonight.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
It's a big one.
Yeah, there's a few. This first one I love the most. OJ Howard anytime touchdown score. Mike Evans anytime touchdown score. And this is where it gets interesting, Tony. 8.5 for the game.
9.5.
Now 9.5. Got it at 8.5.
Good for you.
First quarter spread, Tampa Bay Bucks. 2.5.
Oh.
I love that a lot.
Hey, he was just out there trying to sell that to either himself and everybody else, too. He ran it by a couple different people.
Yeah. How do we feel about it?
I think it's a good find because if they're thinking it's going to be 9.5 at this point, what does that mean? They think it's going to get ugly late? They think the Bucks are going to start slow? I don't think so. I'm on his side. Connor, this is a good find, I think.
Do you know what Banner the first... Well, let me pull it up to see what the first half spread is. My favorite bet of the week is a first half
And isn't that amazing because it's the first game of the season? We know nothing about any of these teams.
Not a thing.
Every game could be
first
a trap
half spread
game.
Is every minus game. -6. So I like where I think you're getting some value on that first quarter.
Yeah, it just feels like they'll come out hot. I don't think Brady's... Yeah, even if they don't, though, I don't think the boys are going to come out after raising a banner and laying an egg on either side of the ball. You know what I mean? And especially with the Dak, he's got to come out slow, allegedly, knock on wood. Last part of that same game parlay is the over home points of 30.5. Field goal and 4 scores, yeah, sign me up. I don't care. I would have taken that at 35.5. I also took, this is another out, space bar, different same game parlay.
Smart. One's free, one isn't.
One's free, one isn't.
Can we do a comma instead of a space bar?
Sure, let's do a comma because that's what we're getting.
I want to do the...
Hypercycloid?
Yeah,
that's the Steelers symbol.
The thing?
The three things.
The dot, dot, dot.
That's called
Nick,
something.
Can you help us with this one?
Tie.
Ellipses.
Ellipses.
Mm. Nick!
I knew he'd know.
Ellipses between.
Guy's good at English.
Yeah, you go to school for fucking 24 years. Those are types of things you're going to know when everybody else is. Thank you, Nick.
Don't learn that at Painter's Union School.
Not at ball kicking school either.
No, you don't. I also didn't learn that at school. ellipses, new pick, new parlay, excuse me. Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 13.5 with a Lenny Fournette anytime touchdown score. This is plus 411. It feels like it should be plus like 4,000, but it's not, and that's obviously because Bucks 13.5 isn't that much at this point. Moving on, another ellipses. CeeDee Lamb, Gronk, Fournette.
Now, at this point, it's got to be like an Excel spreadsheet, right? We should probably be on...
Like a return button.
What color is this?
Boom.
We've moved on to the notes section for sure.
Oh, no. These bets have all been placed. Right now.
You get it.
Oh, yeah. The notes section of the bets. Absolutely. Those three. I got this one early. This will be the one I would like to be my official two picks, Tony. Tampa Bay Bucks 7.5 and Antonio Brown to score a touchdown.
You did say that early in the week.
On that too.
Yes, here we go. Hey. This is the first bet I placed. This is the one I like the most.
Hey, real quick, before you even get to this, I want to let you know I'm scrolling. This is what I'm talking about when I say FanDuel has gotten so good on behind the scenes.
They know.
Mm-hmm. They know. It's a boost right now, I think. Antonio Brown, first touchdown score, plus 950 here.
There's another good one I just saw. It was CeeDee Lamb or Leonard Fournette to score the first touchdown, plus 700.
I like that a lot. Not because of the bet, but because I have both of them in the same game parlay with Rob Gronkowski. So if one of them scores and that hits, yahtzee, yahtzee, yahtzee. But yes, those are my two official ones, Tony. Bucks 7.5. I would still be comfortable with it at 9.5. And AB to score. you know, judge me as you will on those two picks.
Only God can judge you.
Only God can judge me, but so can you on the internet. I still love the over 30.5 home total points, even though that is up to 31 and a half.
Quick
now.
Question.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Only God can judge you.
Uh-huh.
It's a rap lyric.
Like this G... It's all. I think so. It is a rap lyric. A lot of priests have said it, and I believe also it's in the Bible, right?
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, a lot.
I haven't read that one.
Is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It is?
I'm currently really reading.
What about Jesus then? That guy.
Jesus forgives. He doesn't judge.
Fiction book.
Oh, The Alchemist?
Yeah.
I'm reading Alchemist too. That's a Brazilian author. That guy's fucking unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Great book.
He is cheesy. I love his Packers. Go Pack, go. But what about, is Jesus allowed to judge then? Because aren't those two different people, right? God and Jesus?
He's a big forgive guy.
I think that one's up to you.
Excuse me?
Like you choose. Like only God can judge me, but if you choose, Jesus can judge you too. That's your decision.
So I can be like, okay, only God can judge me and Jesus. And I guess, you know, Vince McMahon, he can judge me as well, mm-hmm. I guess, in certain aspects of things in my life. Like that type of stuff. That's what that thing is.
I think so.
Okay, so Connor just said only God can judge him and the people on the internet. So he right. gave the okay.
Yeah,
the
people on the internet are my Jesus.
You do have to give people on the internet, you know, you have to let them know because they would not let you know
unless
otherwise.
You are.
Hey, I'm getting a call from a coach right now in a game tonight.
Coach!
Can you mute this real quick?
I think you're probably going to have to mute this one, too.
Coach, we're live. Coach, we're live. How we doing?
I don't know what he's saying. I wish I could help you guys at all, but I cannot at the moment.
To the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, A.Q. Shipley on his way to the stadium, I believe. That boy, Coach. Hey, my guy, Coach.
There you go, Coach.
Buzzing in Tampa, boys. It's buzzing.
Yeah.
Electricity down here.
Hey, they're going to go bananas. This is like, I just started thinking of that 2 days ago. That's a good fan base, right? Like the Lightning Arena is the loudest in the NHL. They haven't seen Tom yet. They haven't got a chance to see Tom yet.
Oh, here we go. Let's go. I'm excited. I'm pulling in now. Just calling to say hello to the boys.
Hey, good luck out there.
Good luck, coach.
For you,
good luck,
win
coach.
By at least 10.
Go get him, coach.
Need you to win by 10. All right. All right, dude. Need 10. Need double digits, coach.
I'm not lying.
Oh, so the Ravens are signing Devonta Freeman, not Latavius Murray.
Son of a bitch.
So Latavius Murray is still available?
Yeah, that is insane.
Everyone withdraw their...
Go get him, Bill.
Their waiver claims on Latavius Murray.
I already picked
Devonta
him up.
Freeman.
I thought he was going to the Ravens for sure, and that team is set up for him to succeed.
Oh,
what are they doing? Is he? You think he's has numerous?
Is he? Yeah, waiting in the weeds. Maybe waiting to see what the Chiefs are going to do at running back this week.
Oh,
that's been up in the air, kinda.
What are the Chiefs? I mean, they got fucking CEH.
CEH apparently hasn't had a great camp because of his
bass. Is that the nickname we're making up for him right now? Remember that was said on TV?
And don't they also have Romo. Super Bowl star Williams, Daryl Williams? Dustin
Williams. Yeah, he's back, isn't he?
No, Damian?
One of the Williams.
Damian Williams is in Chicago.
Correct. Oh, okay. But I thought they had...
Daryl Williams is who you're thinking of. Yeah, they do still have him. Apparently, Jerick McKinnon has been a pretty good guy over there in camp, at least for the Chiefs. Yeah, very good scat back.
All right.
We're number one.
Hey, great run in that sports book today, Connor.
Hey. Thank you, Pat. Let's make some money tonight.
Let's make some money tonight.
I forgot how expensive this show is.
Yes.
It is. What are your thoughts on tonight? We all know you like the Bucks. Anything else?
I like the Bucks. I like my super boost that it's become that way. I like... I like Leonard Fournette scoring a touchdown a lot. I like that one a lot. I like the Bucks. I think it's a 31.5 now, right?
To the total. Team total?
Yeah.
Let me make sure.
It was a 31.5. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Yes, it is at 31.5 now.
Yeah, I like the over on that. Just have me on the side of Tampa
everything.
Buzzsawing right through.
Move.
And by the way, as Connor was speaking and giving me his picks, you know, and this show does that to me, I guess. This is because you guys are all so smart and so good at this whole thing. It's getting expensive. It's hard for me not to just pick every person on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense to score a touchdown.
Yes.
You know, because it's all +700, +800. Multiple people are going to do that. The odds say that you'll probably make money in the end. You know what I mean? The only thing that fucks me there is, obviously, if Coach AQ can't coach shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What are we doing?
But we know he can't.
You know I'll never take it, but with these two offenses, I'll say the two best wide receiver groups in the NFL, There's a chance this game goes flying over the total, too.
You going over?
No. You know
what I'm
It sounded like you just made a bet over.
Tony, did you just go over?
No, don't do that to me.
Did you say, hey, football's fun whenever people are succeeding? I want to bet the over one time?
I think it's more fun when people are failing.
Jesus. Got to turn around, man. What about COVID and the cowboy thing? Like, I thought we were maybe a different perspective. You're married. I mean, let's go. Happy.
Those are all great things.
Yeah, it's good job.
I still love defensive smash mouth football. I'm from Pittsburgh, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you want to see punts. I like that.
Fucking steel curtain.
Yeah. I like that. Red zone turnovers.
Hell yeah.
Punts.
Yeah. Boom.
Missed field goals.
What?
Fourth and one. Don't make it.
Yeah. Go for it. That's electrifying. Don't get it.
What? Exactly.
We don't want to see good stuff.
Those are all great recipes for a great game.
You, only person I've ever encountered, I think, in my life that loves that under so much, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nothing gets my dick hard like a turnover on downs.
Thank you.
All right. I forgot about this potential thing.
That's good. Now, I like what just happened. We need more of that.
That.
12-6, dude.
We need more of that.
Oh, yeah.
6-12.
You're so goddamn busy. Have you looked at any other fucking lines?
No. What are we talking about for the weekend?
Let's roll through.
That Washington line has changed.
I know it has.
Drastically.
Let's roll through. Yes. Steelers are at the Bills, -6.5. I know where you're going there.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Bills.
Yeah.
I like the Bills -6.5 for sure. I think that one's going to potentially be like 10, 14, maybe 17 as well.
Like a...
Really? Because I teased the Steelers up to 12.5, so I should not feel comfortable, huh?
No, maybe 12.5 is good. Tomlin's such a good coach. I believe that. Like, Danny, special teams, got to love it. Like, they'll have something, you know, like Presley's going to ball. Like, he's such a good coach, but... Everything in me says, just like the Tampa thing, and I might be putting too much into this, but like Bill's Josh Allen, I feel like he's also an emotional guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing in front of Buffalo for the first time really since he's been this Josh Allen. His jersey's the number one jersey seller. Like, I feel like Stephon Diggs has come out and said, like, I was a bad teammate when I was at Minnesota, and like now it's like seems like everything's going good. It just feels like that team. Brandon Bean, I love him. McDermott's been great. Like, it just feels like this is a game where it's going to have a playoff feel for the Buffalo Bills. And I'm not sure if the Steelers team, even though they just paid T.J. Watt, I think they're going to have to figure some things out as the season goes. But I think Tomlin will.
I believe they are fired up.
Hang in there.
The Bills?
No. Well, yeah, probably the Bills. The Steelers, I know, are. They have heard everything everyone has said.
They've played the past two seasons, the Bills and Steelers, and both times the Bills have won by more than 7.
They had that dancing comment before the game last time.
One was against Duck.
Oh, yeah, I remember Josh Allen broke up the team. Hey, let them do all the dancing. We'll just fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, that's against a Pittsburgh team.
Yeah. Oh,
luckily,
big shots.
Luckily, Juju has matured. He hasn't been dancing at all. So
just great challenges.
So I try. I heard him do a Jack Harlow video yesterday.
Anyone else on that game?
Just like I said, that teaser, I did tease it up.
Yeah.
But I will probably stay away from the regular.
Jets at Panthers. Panthers are -4.5. I said that I need to watch these teams play a game before I put my money on
them. You give me this at -4.5. No, thank you very much. I love the Panthers.
Love them.
Pat sold me on the Panthers on his show the other day.
Sam Darnold revenge game.
I said Panthers.
Bobby Anderson revenge.
I don't think you were. I don't think you actually took them, but you just the way you were talking about him with the with a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback in New York coming into Carolina. I was
I
know Zach Wilson had flashes in preseason, but this Jets team is not good. They are not.
Aaron kind of said it, by the way.
Yeah,
they were 32nd on offense last year.
Aaron practiced with them. Right. And Aaron said, like, you know, some of these guys are going to have to deal with their team, not really being around them. Aaron didn't mean to take a shot at them. But I think now that I'm thinking back to it with you saying that, like,
Rule in his second year, McCaffrey back, like, Darnold's not a downgrade from Teddy. I don't think.
We don't know that.
We don't know.
And that's why
that's me, too. That's why I'm just starting to get some questions.
Show me who Sam Darnold really is.
Yeah.
Is he Ryan Tannehill?
Yes. Or
with McCaffrey. I'll take a healthy McCaffrey.
First week, you got to bet everything.
Robbie Anderson.
We talked about the team. We talked about
also Robbie Anderson revenge game.
Privately, we will take every game. Publicly, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's smart for you and for you.
No, I'm all in on Panthers.
No, don't do what you did last year. Remember, you caught quite a schneid because you decided you were gonna bet every. You were smarter than everybody.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but not anymore. You're the hottest gambler of all time. You had
I still bet every game.
No, you had a 3-1 night the other day. Remember? On the show, Dumpy. How'd you do?
7 games. I only got 5 picks. That's not bad.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not going
to.
Yeah,
because I would like to continue to scream into that microphone for 3.5 hours that we have the hottest. You know,
we enjoy
that.
You know me. If I get cold, this is all I have.
You're right.
This is it.
You're right.
I can't. I can't do
it. I'm taking a Panthers.
Yeah, boy. Yep. On the game Panthers. Of the week. Jags at Texans. Texans are 3-point pops at home.
I'm fucking doing it. I'm taking Coach Dave and the Texans. I don't believe in the Jags whatsoever. Feed me Tyrod Taylor.
You got fucking money line mid over there.
Feed me everybody that nobody puts the bet on.
Watches film. You watch highlights. See at the window.
That's how you lose your bankroll.
Texans, baby.
It's a hell of a tagline.
Let's go, Coach Dave.
That's what he tweeted the other night and said, you guys, he said, you fucking stooges coming at my picks. You watch highlights. I watch film.
Out of all the people in the office, him being the first person to tweet something with no replies possible.
He didn't know.
I saw that. The amount of quote tweets. Did you block everybody that quote tweeted you and said something?
Yeah, I blocked about 17 people. No, Tony, I didn't block you.
Well, the king has returned.
Yeah, bro, I retweeted that.
Yeah, I know.
That was awesome.
I love it, Mitt. Anytime you do, like, I like that type of pettiness.
Yeah.
You know, and I was hoping you would take it a step further because I saw the 22 quote tweets, which is what happens there or whatever. I was hoping you took it to the next step. Like, all right, all these fuckers are getting blocked. Yeah. Play by the rules. All right, I set the rules. You saw what I said right there. That's awesome, Mitt. Good for you, pal.
You like Cully? Urban? You staying away from this one?
No, I'm not talking anything about this.
Tyrod Taylor, baby. I'm good. It's Tyrod's time.
It's an AFC South clash, dude.
No one's ever said that sentence that you just said, Connor.
That's why I'm saying it. Tyrod's time. It's Coach Dave time. It's time for those fans in Houston.
Is Deshaun Watson going to be on the sideline?
No.
I'm sure he's not active. So do active players go to the sideline or not active?
They do, but sometimes studs are up in the suite, right? Some places they put you up in the suite. Every team I've been on, everybody's on the sideline except for Peyton. And
I don't see Caserio throwing Watson in the suite.
I don't think so.
Right?
Tyrod. There's no way that dude is going to be in the building. They'll burn it down.
Who?
What if he doesn't have a uniform on, but he's in sweats on the sideline?
With like a hoodie on.
I think that's my expectation.
That's the worst, right? Because if he's in uniform, at least there's a...
He hasn't been practicing.
It's Tyrod.
So what are you going to do with Deshaun, then?
This is a wild scene. Ship him out. And they're going to have to address it every week.
Coach Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Dave finally gets his head coaching job immediately after getting it. They say, hey, Josh McCown's fucking taking his job as soon as you're out of here. And also, you got to talk about these 26 terrible allegations to your starting quarterback, who's one of the best players in the NFL if he was to play. And he also takes up your entire salary cap, and it's all you're going to talk about this entire time and everything else. You got a pastor as your fucking owner, too. So good luck out there, Coach Dave. Like, what is, but maybe Coach Dave used this as a bunker mentality.
That's right. Might. Everyone's teaming up. I actually even saw a list, the hottest coaching seats in the league, and right at the top, Coach Dave. He wasn't on it. He was number one on it, Tony. And then Vic Fangio. I was like, give this guy a goddamn break. Let the guy coach one game before you put him on the hottest seat in the NFL. Jesus, he's got no chance.
No wonder he's chewing his tongue off.
Coach Dave. Coach Dave's got no shot down there.
Deserve it.
Coach Dave and Tyrod, like,
come on,
the worst luck of all time.
That's why I'm taking him.
Good luck, boys.
Hey, good luck, you guys.
This show's rooting for you. Interesting game. Cardinals.
Hold on. I would like it to be known that if Anthony Schlegel hears us talk, I hope they did great.
I hope you did great. He won't.
Coach Dave, though.
Yeah. Sorry, Coach.
Cardinals +3 at Titans. I said this earlier in the week. In a big running game. Arizona was #6 in rushes per game last year. Tennessee was #2 in rushes per game last year. Tennessee's 1-5 ATS in week one. So
I'm going to stay away from this one strictly because I bet on Arizona so much last year. I'm hesitant for this. I want to hammer the Titans, though.
Yeah, I'd like to see if the Titans' defense
got any better. I'm all in on the Titans.
What's the over-under there?
That is 52.5.
Every bet, dude. You hear me?
What do you mean?
Come on.
He's in on 5 of them.
And he's all in on all 5.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go. Me too. Well, Gump, because anytime you say something, I feel obligated to take it.
You don't have to.
I do, because of how good of a gambler you are.
This is my thing with the Cardinals. Prove to me that you're the team that we're hearing about. That's it. I know the Titans are good.
You're right.
I think the Titans got better.
In Vrabel. is
their defense. It could happen, but I don't think they could get worse. I really don't.
Connor, 52.5 the total. Arizona was 11-5 to the under.
Yep.
Tennessee was 12-4-1 to the over.
Yes, I like the over, especially with AJ Green. You got to assume Rondale Moore has some sort of role in that offense.
Oh, yeah.
Give me D-Hop, completely healthy, off the injury report. Julio, also off the injury report. Fucking so I like Tennessee's
James Conner,
scoring.
2 yards in a cloud of
Jimmy
dust.
Jimmy Conner, Chase Edmonds. I just like points here just because both these offenses should be in the top 10, 15.
Maybe I like the over.
Yeah, I'm taking the over.
That feels good to me as well, mm-hmm. by the way, especially with Julio. He's going to come out.
Yes. He's Cardinals, I also teased up to 7.5. That's also part of that Steelers teaser, just because hopefully it's a close game. Touchdown game I could see, but the Cardinals good defense number. Got better too. You know, J.J. Watt's in the middle. Derrick Henry shouldn't just go all out
here's,
on these
Here's
guys.
Why that's such a great number to tease. If you're teasing, you want to tease through the key numbers, which are 3, 7, and 10.
Yes.
And then with that tease, you go through all three of those numbers.
Boom. So it's 0.
Don't ever do that.
I made that mistake.
That's my favorite thing on the internet. The amount of people come
well,
at
I
you
won.
For that. Yeah, that's,
yeah, so it's mean, a,
that's
so
the
it's
whole
a
point.
Yeah, yeah but then you know, like, if you lose the next week, it's the gambling gods.
True.
Nah. Eagles at Eagles at Falcons. Falcons are -3. I think it's about to go to 3.5.
Yeah.
Two brand new coaching staffs.
And feed me Artie Smith, Tony. Pitts, Ridley. I just don't trust the Eagles. Lombardi said it on here. They do not have depth. Maybe a little tired lungs in week one. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
That is a thing. And that is a thing.
And I believe in Kurt Pitts. I think Pitts is going to have 10 touchdowns. So feed me the Falcons, -3. And Mikey Davis. Mikey Davis is no slouch at running back.
1,000 yards last year.
That's right. And neither is Matt Ryan. I'm not starting Mike Davis in fantasy, though.
Okay. I talked about this. I'd like to see what these teams look like before I bet on
Can't
either one
it.
Of these ones.
Artie Smith, baby. Trust FedEx.
I just put together a hell of a tease.
Ooh.
Can I guess what's in there?
Yep.
Did you use tonight's game?
Yep.
Did you use the San Francisco 49ers?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yep.
Did you use the Rams?
When did I put that one in? Huh?
Go ahead, tell me.
Well, it was Bucks, Titans,
okay.
Panthers, Bills. 3-point spread, a little +3 for all of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, +450, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and that feels good because all of a sudden, you know, like, you got the Bucks at 6.5, Titans money line, Panthers -1.5 against the Jets.
Yeah.
And then the Bills only at -3.5 against the Steelers.
Sure.
Jeez.
I know that's kind of rubbing it in your face, but if I believe how I believe, that is what I should do. And that's a good payout rate.
If the Bills are who everyone says they are, they should be able to beat the Steelers at home.
Yes.
Opening week.
You would.
Post-COVID. Josh Allen, #1 jersey sales. Hey, let's go do it. Cole Beasley. Put out a full fucking album, by the way.
That's right.
Hey, a couple of those songs go, huh?
Yeah.
You guys listen to that?
They do.
Uh-huh. I listened to the whole fucking album. Did you?
No.
A couple of them really, really do go.
A couple of them go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
The state of music is thriving right now.
You know I didn't listen to that.
What'd you say, Nick?
The state of music is just absolutely thriving right now, then.
Thank you. You heard it then. He heard the songs me and Connor heard then. Uh-huh. That's what he knows what we're talking about.
Tony, if you want to stay in the teaser game right here.
Sure. It is teaser Thursday.
It is teaser Thursday.
I'll get mine out.
I got an 8-legger. Bucks 2.5. Stellars 12.5. Sorry. Hey, if you go one way, I should go the
you
other
guys
for the
Steelers.
There's
no problem.
That's a yin yang thing.
And we can both win. Just like Tony just said. Cardinals +9. Football team, which that line has moved completely,
yes,
and
has.
I got them at +7. Niners 1.5 against the Lions. Yeah. I took the over in Vikings Bengals at 41.5. Mm-hmm. Don't know how I feel about it now that I know Jamar Chase can't catch a cold. Browns +12.5 against the Chiefs. And lastly, Packers +2 against the Saints. That's a terrible number, but fuck it.
My teaser of the week.
Hey, that sounds good, by the way. And I don't love it for Jamar Chase. Hopefully he gets out of that. All right, I got to go. I'm literally missing something right now.
Hey, see you, pal.
Good show.
Good luck out there.
See you tomorrow.
I said good luck out there.
Good luck,
you're missing that big meeting.
You're right. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna chug a Celsius. I'm gonna get into this thing. There it's we a pretty go. Important thing. But you know what? I'll see you all at the window, dude.
Hell
see
yeah!
At the
window. See you at the window, dude. Four leg teaser for me.
Ooh, let's go. Geez.
6.5 plus 200. Bucks minus one. I got it obviously when it was 7.5. Football team plus 7.5.
Yes.
Niners minus one. Rams minus one. I believe those three games are the Bucks, Niners, and Rams are going to be involved in a lot of teasies.
Are we all teasing? I got a tease.
Yeah, we're normally
tease
we're probably going to lose them, but
yeah, mine just got sandbagged because I got the Ravens at plus 3.5 on Monday night.
You might be all right.
Might be, but then we get the Texans and Coach Dave.
Remember what Lomba said about Big Pussy? So
yeah, well, we got the Texans and Coach Dave. We got them at plus 11.
Hell yeah!
And the Carolina Panthers at plus 3.
Okay,
beautiful.
Hell yeah!
Love the Panthers.
All right.
I just got a two teamer 6-point.
Yeah.
Rams 1.5. Niners 1.5.
Yeah, that'll definitely happen. And by definitely happen, I mean definitely. I'll put that two team in as well.
I really am.
All my money's tied up in Saturday right now, so I kind of have to wait for those games to finish before I can place all of my Sunday bets.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping I get one or two of these tonight, just because you hit one, you're good. I'm hoping that going into Sunday night, I just have a chunk that I can just throw big on the Rams, because it really does feel as though that game might be a runaway.
Oh, Micah Hemp wants us to talk TJ, you bums.
We did at the start of the show.
We did. This is also a gambling show. What does TJ Watt's contract do for you as far as gambling?
What's that?
Nothing. Did it move the line?
No, it didn't move the line.
I will say
he was playing with or without the contract.
Fucking 4 years, 112 with $80 million guarantee is wild.
Congrats, TJ.
Congrats, TJ. That is a big contract. Good for him. That's awesome.
$80 million guaranteed. That's a lot more than 1 year.
Yeah. I'd say. Yeah. Spread out in 4 years is $20 million guaranteed.
Did Madden's head explode?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I'm just glad we don't have to talk about it anymore. Let's play football.
Yeah, let's go.
Mitt, will you throw up? There's four games this show hasn't talked about yet this weekend. So I'd like to get those in before we do anything else.
Let's do it.
Mitt, show me the game, the first game you chose.
I chose this game. Okay.
Browns at Chiefs. It's currently 5.5, over under 54.5.
5.5, I'm starting to think about the chefs.
So I was looking at it. KC was 24th in stopping the run last season. Obviously, the Browns are very, 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 very good on the ground.
Very, and their O-line, Tony, is what ranking?
Very good. Number one by Warren Sharp.
By who?
Warren Sharp.
Oh, the king of football.
Cleveland was 18th versus the pass last season. Obviously, KC very good against pass. Cleveland has bolstered their secondary, though. John Johnson from the Rams?
Yes.
Greedy?
Greedy Williams from LSU. That dude?
Corner?
Yeah.
Also, they drafted a safety from LSU the year before who didn't play.
Delpit.
Yes, Grant Delpit.
Yeah.
Greedy didn't really play either.
No, he was hurt.
Denzel Ward. I hate it. I really do. But I will take the Browns 5.5. If Honey Badger doesn't play.
Yeah, that is huge.
If Honey Badger doesn't play too.
Super Bowl loser in week one since 2003. 3-13-2 against the spread.
Feed me the Browns.
There's the trends on this one were actually. So the Chiefs went on a 2-9 ATS run in their last 11 last season.
Yes.
1-5 against the AFC. But they do have their 4-0 ATS in their last four games in week one.
Yeah.
What's Andy week one? Because off the bye, he's incredible.
Exactly.
The same week one.
They're 12-2 ATS in their last 14 games in September. They are good out the gates.
This is one I'm just going to watch.
Correct. Cleveland, 4-1 ATS in their last five as a dog. 4-1 ATS in their last five road games. They are 4-1 ATS in their last five against KC. So it's going to be a great game. Some games you don't have to bet on to enjoy.
That's right.
I believe this is one of those.
Absolutely.
Mitt, you got it? You like anything here?
I would take the Browns. I probably will take the Browns.
Okay.
Yeah, OBJ back.
If you wait, I think it might get back up to six. Next. What do we got next, Mitt?
Next.
Ooh.
Bears at Rams, 7.5, 46.5 is the total. I think this is potentially the worst matchup the Bears offense could have possibly had in week one. Their O-line is near the bottom of the league. They have one playmaker on offense now, Robinson.
Montgomery. But to your point, if they don't have an O-line, does that even matter?
Stafford with a bunch of weapons on offense.
Yeah.
Sony Michel trade.
Uh-huh. Denny Henderson.
The Rams did lose a couple of pieces in their secondary, but I'm not worried about the Bears testing them, I think, in the secondary. Hate laying the hook, but I will.
Yeah.
Give me the Rams.
Can you buy a point?
No, you cannot buy half a point.
Okay, so I will not be buying half a point.
You can alternate spread it.
Correct.
Okay, so I might, because I just said, like, oh, I'm going to throw a big, blah, 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 blah. Probably won't happen because I'll lose all my bets. However, if I do get there to Sunday night, which I won't, again, just to clarify, I will go to 6.5 just in case.
I like that.
So if you go alternate spread, Los Angeles Rams minus 6.5, it's minus 140.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You could lay it up.
Yeah, that's good.
You could also do that with the 49ers if you really want to as well.
Oh, I'm not worried about the goddamn.
How we feel about the Rams team total?
Ooh, what is it?
27.5.
The Bears defense looked like dog shit in the preseason. Now, I don't know how many people they're playing, and I believe they do have a new DC. Yeah. Let me see here. Bears. Yeah, they have a new defense coordinator.
They hire in-house or no?
Yeah, secondary coach, I believe.
I like that.
What is it again?
27.5.
That doesn't feel like enough.
At like, home, are we prime expecting time? Stafford to just fucking run rampant here?
He better.
See, the thing is, Jared Goff under McVay, 4-0 ATS week one.
Do we feel better?
So you know McVay's going to have,
And this is Stafford's first Sunday Night Football game ever, right?
It might be. Do we feel better about Stafford knowing the Bears and knowing the Bears' defense, or do we feel better about the Bears knowing Stafford?
I don't think that matters because it's a completely new offense.
I think Stafford has the advantage there.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm going to take the Rams. Okay. I hate laying 7.5.
Me too.
It's so fucking I'll probably all spread it
if I have to. Yeah, I don't love getting jockey, but week one. Sometimes you have to.
Happened in college.
Yeah.
Right.
Mitt, what's our next game?
Absolute banger.
Yeah. Broncos at Giants. It did move to 3, right? Yep.
Yeah.
41.5. Lowest total of the weekend. I flirted with the under. What?
Come on.
Undies?
What?
Already?
I said I flirted with it. I didn't take it because it was 41.5.
Thank you.
It's a good flirt.
Fucking Giants were 2-14 to
Saquon's back, bro.
14-2 to the under last year.
Good flirting, Tony.
They had the number 27 and number 31 ranked offenses last year. Yeah. Now I know a lot of people are up. The offenses are different.
Teddy.
This is a game that I'm going to need to see. Give him your nukes on fucking Teddy.
Dude. Teddy two gloves on the road in his career. 21-3 against the spread.
That's really good. Jeez.
I think this Broncos team is good. I really do.
I think their defense is going to be so much better.
I could be
than
very wrong, but I think this Broncos team is very good, and I have no idea what this Giants team is. I don't think anybody does. I'd lay the 2.5. I'll lay the 3 as well.
I do have a stupid rookie of the year bet on Javonte Williams to win it, even though it's not going to go to a running back. But
you never know. After watching the Patriots Giants preseason game, and I'm not talking about the fucking Mac Jones. All right, just don't.
It was ugly.
Don't shut your computers yet. I'm talking about their O line versus our D line. Bradley Chubb and Von Miller are going to have their way.
I have a prop on.
These boys are fired up too. Like, it's been a long time.
I have a prop on Bradley Chubb. Most sacks plus 4,400 on the season.
Wow. That's kind of, I guess he's very good. I was thinking it might be even higher, but that means if the league's high on him too and the bookmakers are high, yeah, I will absolutely take the Broncos minus 3. And here's you just can't trust dimes.
Yeah. Is Galladay playing? Do we know? I think Ingram's out. Saquon most likely going
to
go.
I think Rapsheed said it seemed like Galladay was going too.
Okay.
Practice today.
Anything else on this game, boys?
No, that's it.
Last game, Mitt. I know what it is already. It's Green Bay at New Orleans. I believe, is it still 3?
3.5, this says.
Okay. I was on Green Bay all summer because, like, the Saints just kept losing people. Mm-hmm. And I thought Taysom might be the quarterback. They moved sites.
Yeah.
I have moved off, and I believe I'm just going to watch this one. Saints have added some guys. They have a top five O-line. They have Kamara,
yep,
who ran through Green Bay last year. I want to see if Green Bay can stop someone on the ground first before I take this game.
You don't hear it often from me, Tony, but I'm with you. I'm not going to take this game. Thank you. Very nervous.
I'll take the Packers.
I figured you would.
I mean, Rodgers lit up this team last year. I don't see anything changing.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they were better last year. Mm-hmm. I think the Packers are...
Listen, that's a side I would take.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
No.
I mean, you want to see Jameis, too. You want to see if he's still going to force some throws.
I would like to see Jameis.
I mean, Rodgers with a fucking chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I just want to see the receivers.
Yeah. I want to see how Rodgers looks, actually.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued on that. But yeah, I'll go Packers here.
All right.
It's good stuff.
Tomorrow, I believe, Hammer Down will be from 2 to 3 on the Pat McAfee Show channel. We'll give out all of our final picks on there, the whole fucking crew.
Yes.
I
got a new number, new team, new player parlay, touchdown parlay.
That's the one.
Love that.
That's the one.
I think my favorite bet of the week is the first half under in Washington and Los Angeles Chargers.
I like all my bets way too much, so it's going to be egg on my face.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
It's usually how it goes. We can't thank you guys enough for watching today, hanging out a little bit longer. Appreciate it. Connor, Nick, thank you for joining the show today.
Hell yeah, Tony. Hell yeah. Always.
Mitt, thank you for everything. Pal.
The king.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Pat McAfee Show, YouTube. Store.patmcafeeshow.com, 20% off the entire store. We do have Hammered Down shit. There's also a bunch of good stuff. There's a football section. There's a podcast section. What? There's a every section.
What? What?
Get in there.
For the brand section.
What? What?
Best section. Got what? It
This fucking chat, dude.
I can't believe
it. Hey, Miller Presties, it's not what I said, you moron. Fucking listen, dude.
How do you live in there?
I didn't. I was just looking as the show was ending. Because I had to go in to end the stream.
Oh, okay.
And it's no fucking surprise that every time I look in there, some fucking dude's pissing me off.
That's YouTube, baby.
That's YouTube, baby. Can't thank you enough.
Love you guys.
At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Tell everybody to subscribe. YouTube.com/HammerDown. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer Down.